The president's going down to the Gulf on Monday and Tuesday.
Questions get answered more quickly.
We produce 30% of our oil. You shut that down, and it'll have an enormously negative effect on the national economy.
Somebody's got to step up to the plate and say, I'm in charge. Get the hell out the way.
Time to look at the agenda for the week, and guess what? It is not yet safe to go back in the water.
I'm Tony Haywood. BP has taken full responsibility for cleaning up the spill in the Gulf. To those affected and your families, I'm deeply sorry.
As he introduced himself, that's BP Chief Executive Tony Haywood in a PSA. He's going to be facing Congress in a hearing on Thursday. Joining us today, Marcus Mabry, Associate National Editor for our partner, The New York Times. And Marcus, your word for the week is?
My word for the week is crow, as in eating crow and also crowing.
I can't imagine who's going to be eating that crow. Also with us, Charlie Herman, the Takeaways and WNYC's economics editor. And Charlie, your word?
Pinata.
So maybe a crow pinata. But first, Marcus, let's go to your crow, which I assume is what you think BP will be dining on this week. They're going to be talking to Congress, and they're going to meet with the president and other White House officials explaining what's gone on in the Gulf, and you think they're going to be eating crow?
I do. I think it's going to be a week after this extraordinary month that we've seen since this disaster happened. Well, this is going to be a week in which they're going to be up on the Hill. They're going to be in front of the president himself. It's going to be, I think, escalating to a new level of pressure, both as a corporation and as a global citizen, than BP has ever seen before. I think part of that will be the president's address from the Oval Office, in which he'll both probably eat a little crow himself, and this is an incredibly, you know, when the president
in
comes...
In his prime address?
Exactly. Tomorrow night, when the president comes before the American people and the world from that, you know, austere and auspicious setting and talks about an issue, it is of grave importance. George Bush, of course, did it, you'll remember, on the night of launching the war in Iraq, the night of shock and awe. This president doing that with regards to an environmental disaster, a corporate disaster, it means a lot. So I think he'll both be eating some crow himself probably for his administration's response thus far, and probably also crowing a bit about how tough and macho they'll be in taking BP to task.
I don't think that's the only crowing you think it's going to be going on, because BP aren't the only oil executives that are going to be in the Congress this week. We're also going to be hearing from Exxon, Chevron, Shell, and Conoco, and I imagine you think they're going to be bragging a little.
And this is kind of extraordinary, you know, especially obviously Exxon, but all of them. We expect them all to testify this week when they go up to the Hill, as well as BP. We expect them to testify about how this was a preventable disaster, about how what BP did and what happened with BP does not extend to the entire industry. Their argument being that you don't have to regulate us differently or more harshly or more stringently because this was BP's own sui generis disaster. We never would have had this happen on our watches, and we haven't had this happen on our watches. So please leave us alone. So they're going to be crowing about how, you know, this is not their safety record, which is kind of extraordinary.
Okay, so Charlie Herman, your word is pinata. And again, I have to assume that you're talking about a BP pinata and there's not candy coming out.
No, I don't think there's candy coming out. One could argue it's already been broken and there's oil coming out of this pinata. But I think pinata in the sense that you're going to have the president sort of beating up on the company. You're going to have Congress. We've seen this hearing before. They've had multiple hearings already for BP. But if you think back to the banks being brought before Capitol Hill or tobacco companies being brought before Capitol Hill, this gives an opportunity for some political theater as well as an attempt to really try and drive home the sense that Congress is trying to do something. There are a lot of things that they're looking at. There's taxes that they may put on oil companies, eliminating tax breaks, creating an oil spill liability fund. There's civil and criminal penalties, just completely changing the regulatory structure. There's a lot of things out there that they really want to try and perhaps get through. And as we've seen, this has been a pretty activist Congress.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this escrow account that they're discussing, in which they want to put billions, maybe $20 billion into an escrow account where businesses and individuals could apply to get funds if they've taken damage. People are saying that that could bankrupt BP. Is that accurate?
Well, these are concerns that are out there. Is bankruptcy an option? Could the company be taken over by, say, another oil company because its stock is down 40, 50%? These are real concerns for BP. They do have a lot of cash on hand, and unlike a lot of the banks where then they when they got into problems, they do have a revenue stream. They do have oil that's coming from many other parts of the world, and they are making money. They have actual assets. So would it put them in bankruptcy? I think the bigger question for BP is, if we put money in this fund, what do we get in return? Do we get absolved of all future liabilities? Why would we put money into a $20, $30 billion fund to clean up and then later get sued by everybody and their mother? So really, this is a concern for BP to figure out, how do they manage through this situation? The BP's board is meeting today, and clearly this is something being discussed.
All right. Well, Marcus, I wanted to play for you. This is actually the president's senior advisor, David Axelrod, and he's speaking on NBC's Meet the Press about the upcoming meeting between BP officials and the president.
The president is meeting, and his top aides are meeting with the BP officials on Wednesday, and there he's going to be very clear about what our expectations are in terms of taking care of the people who've been damaged by this crisis.
And people have been talking a lot about what the president has or has not done in terms of handling this crisis, and people are saying that this week he's going to kind of take charge. Is that what you're expecting?
Well, I certainly expect him, at the very least, to own it in a way he has not before. So he's argued before the buck stops with him. This week we'll actually see him down there for 2 days, today and tomorrow, actually touring some Gulf states are affected, and then tomorrow come back for this Oval Office talk, and then meeting with the BP execs every day for most of this week. We're going to see Barack Obama with his hands in this mess, in this disaster, as it were. So that it does personalize it in a way he has not done previously.
And Charlie, can we expect BP's oil their stocks and the value of the company to continue to drop?
Well, you know, it's interesting. On Friday, it actually went back up. So it is a little bit volatile. It is a little bit like a pinata getting beaten around, just like the stock market in general. So we'll just have to watch it this week and see what happens out of the congressional testimony as well as the meeting with the president.
Okay. Everybody wants a stick, though, to hit that pinata.
Yes.
Charlie Herman is WNYC and The Takeaway's economics editor. Marcus Mabry is the associate national editor for our partner, The New York Times. Coming up, more on oil. The BBC's Russell Padmore is going to talk about how much the spill is costing BP. They've announced so far it's cost $6 billion, and the board is meeting today to consider whether to cut dividends to their shareholders. Details in about 10 minutes.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.